This show was previously broadcast live on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Welcome to the Progressive Radio News Hour. I'm Steve Lindman. My guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, for over 40 years, has written articles. He's done analysis, very detailed analysis on business, finance, economics, and politics. He's currently the owner and editor of the International Forecaster. He calls it a compendium of information on business, finance, economics, and social and political issues worldwide. He puts it out twice a week. It is really an astonishing array of information in all those areas. I say all the time, there must be two, maybe three Bob Chapmans to put all that information out, but he does it consistently every week. Oh, occasionally a holiday comes around, and there's a day in this where we all take holidays off occasionally. Except me, I just keep going. But I'm the exception. Well, I do what I enjoy doing. Bob, let me welcome you. And if I could throw some red meat at you, to give you some additional material to chew over and comment on. You know, I love to review David Rosenberg's daily market comments. And today he says, He's mocking the bullish sentiment in the security markets, the stock markets. And he says, he's gone over this before. He says today, we have more than 5 million homes behind on their mortgages. There are 6 million Americans who have been unemployed for at least 6 months, a record 40% of the ranks of the jobless. The private capital stock is growing at its slowest rate in nearly two decades. Roughly 30% of manufacturing capacity is sitting idle. He's talking about the U.S., of course. Nearly 19 million residential housing units, or about 15% of the stock, is vacant. One in six Americans are either unemployed or underemployed. Commercial real estate values are down 30% over the past year. Bank credit is contracting at an unprecedented 15% rate so far this year. And he goes on with more things. And people call this bullish. I know you don't, Bob. You want to jump into that and all the other things that you cover?
If you promise to email it to me.
You want me to email you this?
Please.
Oh, I will do it, absolutely. I'll send you the whole thing he sent this morning.
It's interesting, David, who I don't know, when he was at Merrill Lynch, said that at 14,000, when I did as well, that the market was going to go down. I said 6,600. He said down. We were both right, only I really pinpointed it. Richard Russell, Richard is 87. He's been writing his letter for about 60 years, the Dow Theory letter. And Joe Granville has been writing his letter for about 48 years. I've been in this for 50 years. I was a writer, but I was a stockbroker for 28 years, and now I've just written for just over the last 20 years. Richard Ressler thinks the Dow is going to 1,000. Believe me, he is not one to step off the deep end. He's been right, and he's had a very illustrious career, not only as a writer, but as a nose gunner on a B-29 during the Second World War. And I was reading
talk about a high-risk occupation.
Oh, goodness. How do you ever survive? And he talked about that in a letter recently, a couple of weeks ago. Joe's a very good friend of mine. I know Richard, but he's, you know, we're not close friends. Joe says it's going down precipitously, didn't give a number. We're going to go back down and test 66, 6,500. It'll be broken. We'll be lucky if it stops. And I made this statement a year ago. We'll be lucky if it stops between 2,800 and 4,200 was my comment. Richard may be right. And I may be shooting for 1,000 as well down the line here. Who knows?
But can I put a little historical perspective on that? If it goes back to 1,000, it'll be roughly where it was sitting about 30 years ago, Bob. Is that about right?
That's correct. Now, the market did really very little for about 15 years and just kind of hung around 1,000. And so it's a support level. But, you know, technicians look at that. And I look at technical things, but I really lean upon the fundamentals. And I'm more like David Rosenberg. He's more a fundamentalist like I am. And I've always been that way. I think it's a personality thing. And I think it's the left brain, right brain syndrome, if you may. The ability of the market to stand up is limited. The market went up for three reasons, actually. Number one, the short covering that comes naturally, which I believe was in part responsible for the market going up to about 8,500 from 6,600. And I expected that would be the limit. I didn't expect that there would be things such as TARP and all of these other things government and the Federal Reserve put together to inject $23.7 trillion into the economy. That's what we're responsible for. The latest cash put into the economy was $12.7 trillion. And so that did fuel the market further. And then the result of that was an increase in corporate earnings, which was the justification for dumping the money in. There's one other factor, and it's called the Working Group in Financial Markets. And the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is a private corporation, for those of you who don't know. And what they've been doing is legally manipulating the market. And it's an executive order signed in 1988, August, by Ronald Reagan, because of what had happened in the market during October of 1977 when it collapsed. And at that time...
1987.
At that time, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department both entered the markets illegally, not only the stock market, but also the gold and silver markets. And they bolstered the stock market and the bond markets and trashed gold and silver. In fact, one day they took it down $100. And the reason I found out what they were doing, I was at the Bank of England that day, and a friend of mine worked there. And he said, did you know the U.S. is selling gold through the IMF? And I said, no. He said, well, they are. And he says, they're using us for a front. And that was illegal. And that's why one of the reasons why the Fed doesn't want to get audited. Because Ron Paul knows that because I told him that. So anyway, that's where I think the markets are going. And so do some of the most eminent people in recent financial history. Of course, you have the whole crowd on Wall Street, which is not independent because they usually work for firms. And that firm, those firms are only interested in making money. And so their opinions are often jaded. And that's why I think, and I'm guessing, David Rosenberg was forced out of Merrill Lynch because he said the market was going down. And they didn't like that one bit. And so that's the way Wall Street works. Incident. I spent 28 years there. I know, you know, you either fall in line or you're out of there.
Well, you,
it's a little different.
You know it a lot better than I do, Bob. And, of course, it's the same in government. If you dare oppose the party line, then you are simply banished to the bushes or whatever. No matter what your position is, you know, they'll let a congressman here or there do it. But basically, you toe the mark, and if the orders come down from the top and you don't follow them, then you are really banished. They simply want nothing to do with you, and they'll work against you, try to get you defeated, and they can do it just by pouring money into a campaign. Same on Wall Street, my goodness. By the way, what you were referring to in 1988 under Reagan, the popular term, as you well know, the plunge protection team. And that's always the wild card in what's going on because, and you write about this all the time, there's nothing fundamentally sound about the economy. I mean, the rot underneath is so extreme that, you know, it's being held up with this market manipulation, which is what we're talking about, and I guess they can manipulate it for a certain period of time and keep it levitating until they decide they simply want to let the air go out of the balloon and then bring it down again. And you know this as well too, Bob, that the big boys on Wall Street make it when the market is going up, and they make it when the market is going down because they know which direction it's going to go in.
Well, that's all true, because they make it happen that way, and all their friends on Wall Street know that. There's a revolving door between Goldman Sachs and the Treasury and J.P. Morgan Chase and the Fed. And so they get to know everything, and we don't. And, you know, I existed on Wall Street because I wasn't important to them, even though I had 6,000 clients. The average broker has 200 or 300. They didn't pay me any attention. They thought I was an oddity because my specialty was gold and silver related assets. I was probably the largest gold silver stockbroker in the world. but that said, you can see why there's a big fight going on this financial bill that's in the Senate. And part of that bill is 1207 out of the House, which had 317 sponsors, which is the audit investigation of the Fed. And the Fed can't have that happen. And Christopher Godd and the Senator Corker are trying to destroy it. And the Fed is... has been for 96 years in conjunction with Wall Street simply looting the American people. And they don't want the public to know what they've been doing. And it gets into a lot of other things, political and social, as well as just about money. And so I think that's where the economy is going. That is, the so-called recovery is not going to happen. The credit crisis is not over. The same banks and brokerage houses, insurance companies, and transnational conglomerates, they're still bankrupt. They're all running two sets of books. They marked a model, which is marking to fantasy. Are they marked to market? No, they don't do that on one set of books. They have two sets of books, the bad books and the good books. Occasionally, they'll move something from the bad book over to the good book, trying to reduce the bad book. But the point is, all of their earnings and their revenues and all of their numbers are bogus. And the Bank for International Settlements, which is the banker's bank, knows all about that. And so does the FASB, which is an international accounting organization that all these companies have to answer to. And so does everybody inside the Beltway. And the whole thing is a giant scam. and the economy is not going to recover. If it were to, they would have to add maybe another $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion to make it function for another year after this one. They may do that. We'll have to wait and see. But if they do it, they're going to have hyperinflation. They already know they're going to have inflation. That's why they're cutting back.
Obama does not talk about adding another $1 trillion. He talks about the need to get the deficit under control. He's talking about cuts in discretionary spending. The only things that are sacrosanct are taking care of the big Wall Street banks and the defense budget. There are no cutbacks there. They've given so much to Wall Street. I don't know how much more they need to give them, but if the need arises, you can be sure that they're gonna do it. And when it comes to waging foreign wars, not just the record $700 plus billion defense budget proposed that we know about, the real budget goes well over $1 trillion, and you've got black budgets. This stuff is untouchable, so there's no limit on that. But in terms of helping the states and helping people in distress, the plan is just the opposite. Cut back, cut back, cut back. Well, my God, I mean, this is where the help is really needed to get the economy revived. So if you go in the opposite direction, the only possible result is down the road at some point, things will be a lot worse than they are now, and that's exactly what you see.
Well, that's what you have to look for. It's just like being in the market. Unless you're a professional trader, you shouldn't be trading in the market. You should be looking at trends and following long-term trends. Example, gold has been a bull market for over 10 years. People have made astonishing amounts of money in the market without having to trade, about 15% a year, which is very high. And if you go back to nominal standards, if you can make 7% a year, that's pretty good. And so I think that the markets will go down. Gold and silver and commodities probably as well will go up. I think that if the 1207 is stripped or emasculated in that Senate bill, the public is just going to go ballistic. Over 80% of the public. In fact, I saw one poll said 90%, which really surprised me because I don't know how many of these people understand what the Fed really is, but they obviously do. And they want it done away with. And here we get people in Congress, one of whom's on his way out, Senator Dodd, are hijacking the thing. All I can tell you is that in a poll about 3 weeks ago, people were asked whether they would vote for the incumbent in the House of Representatives or the Senate in their district or their state, and they said 92% no. That's pretty strong. It's very, very significant. And that means that not many people are going to be going back who are incumbents after the election is over. We also
I think there'll be a lot of turnover in November, but the problem is, you throw the bums out and you elect new bums. So people despise the Bush administration and the Republicans, and they got rid of them, and they put the Democrats in power. Now the Democrats are slowly losing favor. So there'll be a switch over off your elections often of that way. Obama, I think his approval rating is close to, but I think below 50%. I think
44.
Is it 44 now?
Right. And that's favorable polls.
That's the good. Then that's the lowest it's been.
Congress is 30, 35.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, and. And, the answer to your question really is, the bringing of new bums in. we legally don't have any other recourse. The only thing left of that after that is revolution.
Yeah,
and people got to understand that. And this is not a partisan thing. It's not Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative. It's an American thing. We don't want the paradigm to kill us, which it's been doing for the past 50 years.
We desperately hope
that we can make the change and that it will be positive. If it isn't, then we'll sort out what we have to do after that.
I just can't imagine it'll be positive, Bob. In our entire history, we've gone from one administration to another, and people think that they're getting some sort of relief. We've had different times, you know, different governments in different times. So you go back decades and things were in some ways different from now. But basically the power structure runs things and the dominant parties represent the power structure. And we really need a fundamental remake of the system that we have. It simply isn't working. And now it's reached the stage where the corruption is so intense, so deep, that Republicans and Democrats both, somehow we need an independent movement that doesn't exist to gain prominence, to come into being, to gain prominence over a period of time and get new people in under new leadership. And even that over time can get corrupted. You know, power corrupts. The more of it corrupts. But we really need a real house cleaning like you and I have never seen in our lifetimes. And we haven't seen a major party come into being since 1860, if I have my precise date right. And that was the birth of the Republican Party, and Abraham Lincoln 5 years later became president. Well, he was not the jewel people think he was, but I'll sure take him over anything we have now.
Well, we don't have the luxury of the time element that the Republicans got between 1855 and 1860. We have a world economy that has been deliberately put on a collision course with destruction. And if we have any chance of stopping it whatsoever, we got to get new people in. And I think our horizon is 6 months to a year, maybe a year and a half if we're lucky, to get legislation passed that'll change many things. And I think we can do that.
Is there anybody in Congress who understands this?
Yeah, I think they all understand that they all got to get thrown out, except a handful. They know the game's over. They played it all the way to the end. They know people know they're crooks. They know that the corporations who have been feeding money to them are nothing but a bunch of scalawags. They all know that.
But they're not
doing
anything.
One thing criminals know is what criminality is. They may be sociopaths, but they're still crooks.
They're not changing the system, Bob. That's the problem. You would think
if you don't take this shot, you're going to have to violently overthrow the government. And I want to avoid that. But that's the only avenue open, and there are millions of Americans who are just waiting for this thing to fail. I'm telling you, they're out there, and they're just waiting. And the military is disgusted, and they understand the problem. I do a program every week and a half for 5 years, which is devoted totally to the military, and you should hear what I get from them. And they tell me, if they bring foreign troops into the United States, they will not return home. That's number one. Number two, if the government gives us unlawful orders, we will not follow them. And if they push us, you can only imagine what's going to happen.
You're talking about unlawful orders to attack U.S. citizens?
That's right. And
well,
I had one officer tell me, if any of my men shoot American civilians, even if they're being shot at, I will kill them.
Mm. Well, you know,
I had one top gunny who just, he's still in service. He wouldn't tell me where he was from. He said, they send foreign troops in, we will wipe them out immediately. So, you know, they know what's going on. And incidentally, that program, out of 3,300 programs on Blog Talk, it's my program's number one on that, that fellow, Drew Raines.
You want to tell listeners how to listen to it?
All they have to do is get a free copy of my publication, and in there is the information on all the shows.
Well, tell them how to do that, Bob.
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, social, political issues all over the world. We publish by email twice a week, 40 pages or so each time. We have a hard copy that goes out for those who are not on the Internet. You can get a free introductory copy by going to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can call 800-375-4188. That's toll free. 800-375-4188. And if you have a question, you can email us. We answer everybody. bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com. Everything that you need to know is in that publication every week. And we cover the whole world. I've lived over half the world. I speak five languages.
Well, let me just say,
business and finance and political and social issues for over 50 years.
We've run out of time, Bob. Let me add very briefly that, again, we're both in the same age category. I'm 75, and I've never seen anything in my lifetime that worries, scares me the way what's going on now does. And I really fear for what I see coming down the road. I write so much about this, not just from an economic point of view. I write about the economy, but the geopolitical side of this whole thing and the machinations that I'm convinced are going on. And the end game that I think these people in power, these corrupted, dangerous people in power really are shooting for, and it really scares the daylights out of me. It will not be the same country that people may think it is now or was to some extent or better in the past than it is today. But we're really looking for something extremely dark and very, very disturbing down the road. Unless enough of us understand that we need to get involved. We can't sit on the sidelines anymore. We don't want blood in the streets. That's not the solution. But we have to be active to change this thing. Otherwise, we will not like what we wake up to one morning. Bob, we're out of time. This is a continuing saga. We will continue it the next time. We get you on next month, Mike. Great thanks to you always for coming on.
Well, thank you, and I guess I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Oh, indeed so. The days go by very, very fast, and we'll get you back again. And join us again this weekend. We're on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us and make us a regular habit.
This show was previously broadcast live on ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com.